Live from 49ers headquarters in Santa Clara, California, this is 49ers Radio with your host, Taylor Price.
Check, check. Hello. What's up, y'all? Happy Monday afternoon. Taylor Price here. And it's time for another podcast. We have a special one. The 49ers just finished the 2016 NFL Draft. 11 draft picks in total. Starting with DeForest Buckner, 6'7" defensive end out of Oregon. And, of course, as you all predicted, ending with Prince Charles Iawara. Iawara is probably the better way to pronunciate that. Western Kentucky, 5'11" cornerback. Nine guys sandwiched in between. We spoke to three of those players. Third-round draft pick, Will Redmond out of Mississippi State, as well as Ronald Blair, a fifth-round draft pick, a defensive lineman out of Appalachian State. And perhaps one of the more notable rookies, sixth-round draft pick, Kelvin Taylor out of Florida, the son of Fred Taylor. Very interesting interview there. Learned a lot about his relationship with his dad. We saved that one for last. So we're going to go in order of the picks. We go Redmond, Blair, Taylor. A lot of good stuff going on 49ers.com. Access, content, videos, photos, great stuff. More on the way, believe it or not. The rookies are coming in town this weekend for a rookie minicamp. We'll have coverage of that as well on 49ers.com, the team's mobile app, our YouTube account, social media, definitely on Fleek as well. I want to give you some thoughts on the draft itself. I was pretty impressed on the names, the quality of character of the prospects, especially when you look at DeForest Buckner and Joshua Garnett, the first-round picks out of Oregon and Stanford. Big boys who can move, big boys who are intelligent, who represent well, who have a mean streak on the field. I mean, if you want to chalk up all the characteristics you would want to start your offensive line and defensive line from within, these two players embody it, and I was very impressed. We had them at the facility, very kind dudes. Buckner did some time on the 49ers live show, called in, was very gracious, and as well with Garnett, we called him up. You can watch those interviews on the .com, and of course they came in and we did a one-on-one interview with Joe Fan. You can watch that on Facebook Live. That will also be posted on 49ers.com here in the coming days as well. Good dudes all around, very impressive guys, impressed by their character and very eager to see what they do. You have Buckner rotating in on the defensive line group with Eric Armstead, his college teammate, as well as Quentin Dow, Ian Williams, and some of the other folks we have there on the defensive line. Then you look at Garnett, adds more depth to the interior group of offensive linemen. Going to be competing at left guard with Zane Beatles, or is he competing on the right side with Andrew Tiller and Marcus Martin? So you got to have depth. That's the name of the game. Joshua Garnett came in as the best run-blocking lineman, interior lineman in this draft. The 49ers pick him up at 28 in the first round, traded up with the Kansas City Chiefs, and made that happen. Then with Redmond in the third round, pick 68 of the third round, Will Redmond, something that the 49ers are adding great depth to. Three cornerbacks drafted in this year's draft, adding to a quality bunch of young cornerbacks. Hey, you let the roll the ball out and let the guys compete. And Will Redmond had an ACL injury in practice last October. Trent Baalke pretty confident that Redmond will be in the mix this year to compete for snaps. Definitely has experience as a slot cornerback, can stick his nose in there and play against the run. And that just makes him more of a quality draft pick because he has position versatility. Then you follow that up in the fourth round with Rashard Robinson out of LSU. Hasn't played football in the last 18 months, but the 49ers are very confident in his ability to bounce back from some issues that plagued him at LSU. The team pastor met with him in Florida and vouched for his character, and a lot of the people on staff are very familiar with Robinson. That pick makes more sense the more you dig into it. Then move on to the fifth round, Ronald Blair. His dad's a 49er fan. It was a fun conversation getting a chance to interview him. This guy's going to come in ready to play. He had his best game against Clemson, 8 tackles, multiple sacks, can play all across the defensive line. What a great piece of weaponry for Jerry Azanero and Jim O'Neill's defense. Moving on, John Theus in the fifth round, an experienced starter, 48 games in the SEC at Georgia, can play interior lineman as well. Can't play tackle. Great position versatility. That's what you want. And Chip Kelly said it well. Later on in the draft, you want guys that can field multiple roles on your team. If they're active on the 46-man roster, if you're one of those backup linemen, you need to be able to play guard and tackle. And they think that John Theus can do that as well. Same with Fawn Cooper, the fifth-round pick, 174 out of Ole Miss, another SEC prospect. I want to count the number here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys. If you had Driscoll, that's 6 guys with LSU, or I keep saying LSU, SEC experience, excuse me. Fawn Cooper played left tackle while Laramie Tunsil this year was suspended, then moved over to right tackle, played 2 years at Ole Miss, and very impressive guy, 6'4", 300-plus pounds, so another piece of clay there for the offensive line to work with. Then you get to Driscoll, the sixth-round pick, very intriguing, ran the fastest 40-yard dash this year at 4.5 seconds, 237 pounds. This guy's very intriguing. He's Chip Kelly's first quarterback pick as a 49ers head coach. Played at Florida, transferred to Louisiana Tech, had some big production there at La Tech, and now he comes to the 49ers looking to compete with Blaine Gabbert, Colin Kaepernick, Thad Lewis, and Dylan Thompson. So interesting to see how that plays out. Then you get to Taylor. We talked to him, son of Fred Taylor. Never fumbled at his entire career at Florida. What a remarkable stat. 500-plus touches in the run game, the passing game, and did not fumble the ball once. I had to ask him that. So you'll like to hear his answer with that as well. Rounding it up here in the sixth round, Aaron Burbridge, the third of three skill players drafted in the third round out of Michigan State, 6'1" wide receiver, the Big Ten's wide receiver of the year. Interesting to see what he's going to bring to the table. Anquan Boldin still a free agent, so the 49ers typically have been getting fourth-round draft picks. They find their guy later in the draft with their 10th selection out of 11 players in the sixth round, pick number 213. This guy has a lot of big play ability, and at 6'1", can definitely be a physical wideout as well. Then you round things out with Prince Charles Iwuara, who was named after the Prince of Wales by his parents, who wanted him to have some royalty in his name. Very cool stuff. So this is a guy that walked onto the football team and impressed as the years went on, and ran a 4.3 40-yard dash. If you have 4.34 speed, which Iwuara does, that gets you a shot in the NFL. So excited to see him, the rest of the rookies, come out here this weekend and get a chance to play and compete and make a first impression. That's what you want to do. A lot of fun stuff coming up on 49ers.com. We're all excited about it. This draft class, the first of Chip Kelly's coaching career here in San Francisco, it should be good stuff. So let's start off the interviews. We have Redmond, Blair, and Taylor. Thanks for listening to 49ers Radio, the official podcast of the San Francisco 49ers. We'll be doing more podcasts like this all throughout the offseason and beyond. So, Will, you get the phone call. Your life changes. You know you're coming out to San Francisco. What's it been like for you now that you know where your future is?
It's exciting, man. Just to know what's next. I'm just ready for the opportunity. We're ready to get to work.
Have things calmed down? Are you still hyped? Like, what's that mindset like?
Things have calmed down. My phone's not ringing off the hook anymore, but things have calmed down. Pretty much now I'm just ready to fly out this Thursday and get to work.
Did you get a chance to check out who your teammates are going to be? You're the fellow rookies. What are your thoughts on this draft class? And, you know, a lot of three cornerbacks, some big boys up front. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Just the players you're coming in with?
I like it. The players I got to work out with Prince this offseason down at XO, so we already have a good relationship. And me and Rashad had a good relationship at the combine. We was right behind each other. I was 44, he was 45. So we already have a relationship. We already know each other. It's just coming in and working together.
Thursday is the start of rookie minicamp, and you're obviously coming off the knee injury, so not really expecting too much from you. But what are your thoughts of just getting your foot in the door, the building, and learning the playbook and get a chance to meet some of the coaches? Like, how do you approach the mental side of the game as you're getting ready on the physical side with the rehabilitation?
That's exactly what you said. Giving my coaches, getting the playbook, and try to focus as much as possible on what I can control. That's coming to work every day and getting the playbook right and learning what I'm doing, learning the scheme.
One of the most interesting things about you, which I'm looking on your bio here, is you were part of a documentary show, or a documentary movie, I should say, called Undefeated, about your high school team in Memphis, Tennessee. You were the quarterback back then, and it won the Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature in 2012. Like, how many college football players get to say they were part of an Academy Award-winning film? So we can tell our fans a little bit about that experience and how you look back on it now, what that meant to you to be a part of that.
It was a great experience for me. The movie wasn't really surrounded around me. It was surrounded by a left tackle, O.C. Brown, and a right tackle, Montrell Brown. But it was a great experience to be able to record that. and it go out to be an Oscar award winning film. Like you said, not many people say they can do that. And I don't really get a lot of calls on it. I don't really, like, I'm kind of in the background of it, which is good, but it was a good experience. It's just to know I have that under my name, though.
Well, maybe in a few years we'll get a biopic about you. Get the Will Redmond story on a movie screen sometime soon.
Right.
So tell our fans about your hobbies away from football. This is such a grind to prepare for an NFL draft, to play SEC football, but you know, when you're not lining up between the hash marks, there's got to be something fun that you like to do away from football.
I like play games, listen to music. Outside of football, just for fun, but I like to go fishing and just hang with my teammates. I do fishing quite a bit, so I do that on my off time.
Well, I'll give you a point in the right direction. So DeForest Buckner, the first-round pick, he said he's big into fishing. Carlos Hyde, our running back, he loves fishing. So does Torrey Smith, our top wideout. So you'll be pleased. There's a lot of fishermen in the locker room. You guys got to get a fishing boat trip together.
Oh, yeah. Soon, man.
We'll let you go with this. You know, Mississippi State, there's some fun connections there. Jerry Rice is from Mississippi. There's some ties to the 49ers, the South. Do you ever think about potentially playing for the 49ers? Or?
Because San Fran's on the Bay Area, I haven't really put a lot of thought into it. But my high school coach, he's a big 49ers fan. We grew up watching the 49ers just because of him. And so to be able to go play for him and still be able to play for them, and him being my high school coach is just a great opportunity, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I actually got one more I just thought of, that a lot of these players are from the SEC. You've competed against, I'm sure, Kelvin and Jeff Driscoll and some of the other guys on the team. Any memories or favorite battles against some of the players that you're not going to be teammates with?
Jeff Driscoll, my senior year, he had a pretty good game against me. So I'll be looking forward to practicing with him.
Yep. Yeah, so it's funny how it is. I mean, you guys go hard in the SEC, and now you're going against one common goal as try to get the Niners back in the playoffs. So we appreciate the time, man. Best of luck with the travel out here. We'll catch up with you soon, and I look forward to watching your 49ers career, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, great stuff from Will Redmond, the third-round draft pick out of Mississippi State. You heard it here from him. He's a fisherman like many of these prospects, and we might have to get the fishing boat. Cameras all ready to go to document some fun stuff with the players. All right, moving on to our fifth selection. We got him in the fifth round, pick 142. It's Ronald Blair out of Appalachian State.
Did you get any sense that there was maybe a conversation with the scout or a visit with the team or anything along the draft process that maybe you thought maybe San Francisco would be your future home?
Not too much, man. Honestly, not really. I had real good talks with him at the combine, real good talks with the assistant defensive line coach. We drew up some plays, and we had good conversation then. But from that point, I wasn't too sure. I wasn't too sure, but I'm just glad I ended up being there.
Well, you were 49 in college, so maybe that was a little bit of a hint.
Yeah, we talked about that. I got 49 in college. My phone number is 49. My dad's favorite team is 49ers. It must have just been destiny, so I'm just grateful I happened to land there, and I'm just ready to get to work. To go to a great organization like San Francisco, what all they've done in history, and what all they're trying to build or do right now, I'm just grateful to have the opportunity to even try to put on those colors, man. I'm just thankful, really. It's just crazy to even think about.
Very nice. So 2015 Sun Belt Conference Defensive Player, Student Athlete of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. A lot of great accomplishments at your college career. Tell our fans a little bit about your game, where you line up, how you maybe fit into what the 49ers are trying to do defensively.
Well, pretty much I line up anywhere along the line. I just got off the phone with a defensive line coach, and he was telling me right off jump that he already had some ideas where he wanted me to line me everywhere on the defensive front, on the D-line. So I'm really looking forward to that. That really accredits to my defensive coaches coming back, too, because they really use my versatility. My strength and my quickness been able to play on the outside edge and in the inside with the big guys at times, too. So I'm just really thankful for the opportunity, and I'm just glad my coaches were able to show off my versatility, and the coaches from San Francisco caught it, too. So I have a chance to show that out once I get there, but hopefully be able to do big things once I get there as well.
So tell me about the game against Clemson. You had 8 tackles, 2 sacks, one of your best games against national championship team of runner-up. So what was that like to have that experience, and how much confidence does that give you going into the next level that you can play under the big lights?
It was just fun, man. Every night I step out there with my pass on, I just feel like I can play against anyone. So I just really come out there with my confidence, because if you play the game without confidence, you're going to get dominated either way it goes. So that game was really big for me, really out there, because we didn't play our best. But as a team, I felt like we grew after that game. We really grew. We saw that we could do big things against one of the top eventual national championship runner-ups. It was big to be able to try to compete with them for a while. But I think that was a real big confidence boost for the team as well as myself. And be able to have a good performance like I did, it was kind of overshadowed because we got our tails whipped a little bit. But I was happy with my performance, but at the same time, I couldn't be too happy because we lost. But it was a greater credit to our coaching staff and what they did throughout the years, and just helping us build up and build up, show our versatility and show what we can do and show how tough we are. I'm just really thankful.
So how do you get familiar with the 49ers now that you've been drafted? Are you doing some the Google research? Are you too busy sort of celebrating your friends and family? How do you kind of get yourself ready to go in terms of the locker room, the team that you're playing? You mentioned your dad's a big Niner fan, and maybe you already know about Navarro Bowman and some of the guys on the defense.
Yeah, well, I've always been into the NFL. I've pretty much known everything, like each team. I've been into the NFL. It's been my life since I've been a young one. So I've known about the 49ers organization for a long, long time. It's kind of hard not to know about the 49ers. They're one of the most respected historic traditions in the football league. They really helped build the game up to what it is today, and really just want to help them get back to get another ring, restore that tradition, what's been built and what's continued to move forward to. I'm just really happy to have the chance to try to bring one back to San Fran. I'm just really happy in this really special place with great people, because it's a guy from Appalachian State already down there for Daniel Kilgore, and I know they got a class act like that down there I have nothing to worry about.
Definitely. Now we have two App State guys. That's a good look for your school to have someone to at least connect with right away. How about moving to the Bay Area? What do you think? What are your thoughts on just, you know, uprooting from the South to the Bay? I mean, have you been to California? Have you been to the San Francisco Bay Area? What are your thoughts on sort of that transition part of it?
Oh, yeah. I've never been to the Bay. I've never been – like, I've been over there close to play a game over there by Idaho, but I've never actually been in the state of California. So it's going to be a little bit of adjustment, but I think it'll be good. I think it'll be great for me. I really like trying new things, and I think I'm really diverse, so I think it'll be a smooth transition for me, especially with a great football organization as the 49ers, so I'm really looking forward to it.
So you said you like trying new things. What are your hobbies? What do you do when you're away from the game of football?
I'm kind of a nerd a little bit. I just play video games. I play basketball every now and then, working out and things, just doing that. That's my big things I pretty much do, so. Not too crazy, but I'm a big nature guy, so I'll sit out in the backyard and look out in the nature for hours upon hours, and I know it's good views over there in San Fran, so I know I love it down there.
Definitely, man. We're excited to have you. Rookie minicamp's coming up, and a lot of work to get to, so we're excited for you and let you enjoy your draft weekend, man. It's a great experience, so hopefully you have fun, and we'll see you soon.
All right, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
All right, take care. Thanks, Ronald.
All right, you too.
Good stuff from Ronald Blair. We're going to finish this podcast off with Kelvin Taylor, the 5'10" running back, picked number 211 overall in the sixth round of the NFL draft. Fun guy, good personality, enjoy talking to him, and very likable. You're going to enjoy this conversation, I guarantee it.
You gave me a retweet over the weekend. I appreciate that.
Oh, yes, sir, man. Thank you.
It is the Trent Baalke quote. I'll ask you about that first. I mean, you said you won't regret this decision or you won't regret this pick. Tell me about that conversation.
Man, because I just felt like I'm just ready to go, man. And I just have a lot to just show everyone what kind of player I am. And I just feel like they, like, really got a steal in the late round. And I'm just ready to go, man, just show 49er Empire, because the fans was getting on me this weekend and said 49 Nation, man. It's 49 Empire. So, I mean, I'm just ready to go, man. And I can't – and like I say, I just can't wait to get out there and start making plays, man. I'm ready to go.
Kelvin, I've lived out here my whole life. I've been a Niner fan, born and raised, and I don't know the difference between Niner Faithful, Niner Nation, 49er, you know, Niner Empire. To me, it's all the same. As long as you're pulling the same way, you know, like that's all that matters.
Good. Thank you, man. by the fans, they was killing me. I was like, man, I said something. And I was like, okay. I just say 49 Empire if that's the way they want me to say it. But
yeah,
yes, sir, you're right about that.
Get in how you fit in. So, more, you know, you're looking at your stats. You played in 37 games, 2,000 rushing yards, 23 touchdowns. All those are great numbers, but you never fumbled the ball in your entire college career. I mean, how much pride is that? Maybe the biggest stat you take the most pride in over everything else.
Hey, yes, sir, man. Just I feel like to be a great running back, you got to protect the ball first. I don't care what kind of running back you are. If you cannot protect the ball, you don't have a chance in this league. So that's what it came down to. Just for me, just what the type of runner that I wanted to be, just be a great runner, great vision, great jump cut. And just one thing my dad always preached to me, do not let the ball on the ground. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, protecting that football. So I take very great pride in that, man. And I'm just ready to get up there, man, like I said, and start making plays.
You mentioned Pops. For anyone who doesn't know by now, your dad, Fred Taylor, one of the best running backs to ever do it. 13 years with the Jaguars and Patriots, you know, great player. One of the best we've seen in my generation watching NFL football. What does Pops tell you about this moment? I mean, you got the ultimate coach in a way, getting you prepared for this. But you get drafted. What was your dad's reaction and what's his advice?
Oh, man. He was very proud of me, man. Like, I mean, words couldn't explain how proud of him that my dad was of me. And he just was telling me, you just got to embrace the process, man. And you finally got your opportunity. Now it's time to go out there and make them pay for it. Now it's time to go out there and just start making plays and just be the best football player you can be and just be the great football player that I know you are and just start making plays, man, and have fun doing it.
And what do you think of the rookie class you're joining? Jeff Driscoll, former teammate. You got Trent Brown, who's you're about to be reunited with. Will Redmond, Rashard Robinson. A lot of SEC cats coming in on this draft class. And what do you think about the guys you're about to be coming to town with?
Man, that's wonderful, man. I feel like all of those guys who coach drafted, and I feel like all of us going to be able to contribute in each different way. And I'm just ready to get up there with those guys and, like I say, start making plays and having a great time, man, because I feel like we got a great group of guys, and I just feel like we have a great team. And Coach Chip, he's a good coach, and I love his offensive scheme, and I feel like I fit in it perfect, man, because we did a little bit of the spread pro-style offense last year at the University of Florida. So I feel like I fit in it perfect, man, and I'm just ready to get in this playbook and start rolling, man.
Yeah, so when you look at Chip Kelly, do you look at – I mean, a guy like yourself prides – I'm speaking for you, but prides himself on being a every down back. But do you look at, you know, what the base down back does, maybe what Darren Sproles and some of these creative usage of running backs, does that get you even more excited that, hey, my role can be so different depending on what they want to do with me?
I'm just here for it. It doesn't matter. If coach want me to do different packages, I'm willing to do that. I'm just willing to really just do whatever coach tell me to do, and it's just an honor to be in a National Football League. And like I say, if it's been in the game every down, I'm fine with that. And if it's been in on different packages, I'm fine with that. Just like I said, man, I'm just ready to help the Niners organization win ball games, and it's a blessing to be a part of 49ers organization.
Definitely. So you're switching gears here, coming from Florida to the Bay Area. What do you know about the Bay Area? Maybe your thoughts on moving out west and starting your post-college careers out here.
Yeah, man, you know what? I'm not really sure. I really don't know too much about the Bay Area at all. I just know I got a couple friends who played out there. But other than that, I really don't know too much about it. But they say, man, it's beautiful out there, and I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, the weather is nice. You won't be humid. You'll be loving the weather throughout the rest of the season. And you know the Niner Empire, they'll take care of you if you need places to eat or whatnot. Yeah, the last thing I'll ask you about is just away from the game, your hobbies, your interests, what you like to get into when you're not in the grind of football.
Yes, sir. You know, I like to just hang out with my family. You know, family's first. Like to hang out with my mother, my dad, my friends. Me and my father, we always go to the movies. We love watching action movies. Those are like our favorite movies. So me and my dad, we always watch action movies. and just we just watch a bunch of sports together. And like during the game, if it's like NFL game on, my dad will like stop the TV, break the whole clip down, like he'll literally like rewind the whole clip and like break it down like this during like NFL game, and like because like we have rewind, so like he'll rewind and then like he'll run it from the start and like tell me, I mean, ask me like what's going on and things like that, what the defense like. Things like that, what you see on the defense. So I feel like that's cool, just like when we just be hanging out and my dad still being my coach. So I feel like that's a very great thing to have as well. And I just like fishing with my grandfather, and I just also just like having a great time going shopping and just really having fun.
Yeah, everyone likes fishing, man. I just spoke to Will Redmond, the cornerback at Mississippi State. He's a fisherman. Tor Smith, oh, yeah. Carlos Hyde. We got a lot of fishermen in the house. You mentioned action movies. Did you see The Revenant by chance? The Leonardo DiCaprio bear movie?
No, someone told me to go check that out though. I didn't. No sir. They told me to go check that out though, man. I'm definitely have to check it out.
You gotta schedule that with you and Pops. That's a kind of a wild movie. I just watched that this week.
I definitely gotta tell Pops about that.
Yeah, movie night at the Taylor household. You gotta put on The Revenant because Leo DiCaprio.
I'm definitely going to see that before I head out this weekend. I mean, Thursday. Before I leave Thursday, we're gonna go see that. So yeah, that's a good one. I'm right here at my old stomping grounds at my old high school. About to watch these guys practice, and I'm gonna get me a couple routes, and actually by myself, I got my quarterback throwing to me, so I'm gonna just do a couple routes and things like that. So I'm definitely gonna tell Fox about that later.
Nice. So you're getting ready for rookie mini camp. You gotta watch that movie to get you in a good state of mind for coming out here to compete, because it's a pretty grimy movie, but it's a good one.
Oh yeah, yes sir. Man, I'm ready to go, man. I can't wait.
At KelvinTaylor21 on social media if you want to follow him on Twitter. He's a good dude. We appreciate you making the time, man. Best of luck with everything, and we'll be connecting out here soon.
Yes, sir. My God, thank you.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to another 49ers Radio podcast on iTunes, the official 49ers Radio podcast. Make sure you subscribe, you like it, you rate it, you tell your friends, you email somebody. You can even tweet me, and I will give you a retweet. Guaranteed. I want to know who's listening. If you're listening to this podcast, you want more, tell me who you want on the next show and give me a 49ers Radio hashtag and reply to me on Twitter at Taylor Price, and we will make more of these happen. Hope you guys have a good week. We'll have more great coverage of the 2016 NFL Draft on 49ers.com. Thanks for listening, and I am out of here.